Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Jay Yates, Extension Risk Management Specialist with Texas A&M University's AgriLife Extension Service. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
With the loss of direct payments, we did an analysis with a representative farm in West Texas to see what the impact would be on those farms of their ability to obtain financing, as well as what impact it had on profitability, and also the regional impact to the communities.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The model that we use is our farm assistance model, which is basically a single farm version of the AFPC, Ag Food Policy Center at Texas A&M.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Kind of the quick results is that obviously the loss of direct payments, because it's direct cash income, reduces profitability of the farms. Although what we found is under current price scenario that we used in the model, that it does not make the farms unsustainable for the future. By increasing insurance level, we can make up for the difference in the loss of those payments in the ability to finance our farms.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Besides looking at coverage in cotton farms and the loss of direct payments, we also looked at the response of trying to lower cost by planting a cheaper crop like grain sorghum and see if that offered comparable net profits to staying with the monoculture cotton. And what we found was that in the long run, it really didn't improve our profitability. It actually decreased profitability.